Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 44 to 50. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him, for I do not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him, the word that I spoke. It will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak, and I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." Beloved Father, we adore you. We love you. We praise you. And we thank you for your graciousness, for making us beautiful in your image and likeness, for always saving us and wanting to be with us. Please, we beg you, open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Give us the wisdom and the love, we beg you, to pray now with you and to you with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet beloved Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. Have you ever taken a moment, a quiet moment, to put yourself in a place where there are no distractions? There's no one to draw you away. It's an opportunity to retreat from the world, from its noise, from its demand, to isolate ourselves in solitude and in peace, and simply enter into a desire to really be loved by God, to simply just rest in his presence, to simply come to him tired and famished, hungry, longing, desperate, needy, just to enter into this quiet place and truly be ourselves, not a fake persona, not somebody else, not what we want people to see and to hear, but simply to come naked to God with nothing but a desire, an open heart, a willing spirit, an opportunity to simply be loved. And in this moment, we can close our eyes and really listen interiorly to what's being said, because the words that we hear form a picture. The words that we hear form a thought. And the thought gets translated into a feeling, and a feeling into a response or action. What we don't realize is when we close our eyes, how much noise there is inside of us. Interiorly, there's so much going on. There's so much noise. There's so much darkness. There's so much emptiness. And we have to take a moment to really hear what's being said, because once again, those words that we hear interiorly get formed into a thought, into a picture, into an image. And that thought, that image, causes us to feel a certain way, good or bad or angry or envious or indifferent or loving. And then those feelings cause us to react a different way, to react to those thoughts and to those feelings. So in this silence, what we want to do is to acknowledge who is speaking to us. There is a great scene in the movie of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. Saint Ignatius interiorly was hungering for God, but the world distracted him with thoughts of honor, thoughts of glory, thoughts of being recognized, thoughts of being famous. And those thoughts caused him to feel a certain way, lustful, full of desire, full of ambition, full of greed, wanting to fight, wanting to hurt. And later on, Saint Ignatius would come to realize through the spiritual exercises that certain thoughts, certain images cause us to have certain feelings, and those feelings get transferred into a response, into an action. And what he comes to realize is when he thinks of worldly things, when he thinks of chivalry and rivalry, these bring him sort of pleasure, but it leaves him with feelings of longing. The feelings leave him unsatisfied, thirsty, hungering for something. And then when he reads about the saints and he contemplates on Jesus, those images, the thoughts that he has, fulfill him. They give him feelings that last for a long time. And ultimately, his response is to turn to God in everything, to seek God in everything. And ultimately, he begins to develop the spiritual exercises. And one of those things is key is to put yourself in the place of silence and solitude, to put yourself in the place where you can be found by God. And in this scene in the movie, Saint Ignatius experiences his unworthiness. In that interior silence, he's able to see for himself that he was pitiful and a wretched sinner. And as he begins to hear the voices, these interior voices that are inside of him, they're condemning him, they're judging him, they're causing him to be in deep darkness and desolation. They're accusing him of being unfaithful. But the voice that he's hearing is his own voice. And it's critical, and it's criticizing him, and it's judgmental and judging him. And if you listen very carefully in the movie, and you hear these voices and accusations in this darkness, you can hear a tiny whisper, a beautiful whisper that begins to speak. And you almost have to draw all your attention away from it. You have to reject and renounce all the other noise and all the other confusion and all the other voices who are discouraging and choosing to confuse you at that moment. And you hear this beautiful voice that begins to say, "Look for the light. He has always been there. Look for the light. Listen to the light. Come to the light. Turn to the light." And this voice begins to say, "I love you. I have always loved you. I have forgiven you." A voice that comes out of this darkness as a brilliant light, as the dawning of a new morning. This beautiful voice that begins to give words of encouragement, words of enlightenment, words of illumination, words that begin to strengthen and affirm, words that continue to give confidence, words that cause us to be spiritually distracted from the darkness. It dispels the darkness and it draws us into the marvelous light. And in this scene, Satan appears to Saint Ignatius as an image of himself. And these thoughts of his wretchedness gives him bad feelings and causes him to really start to be down on himself, to be critical of himself. And then he realizes, because the light is speaking to him, who the other voice is. And he realizes that that voice is Satan. And he's able to renounce him. And he says, "I know your voice now. I recognize your voice, that interior noise inside of me, all that confusion, all that doubt, all that desolation. I know that voice. You're the voice of the fallen one. Be silent. Be gone," he says. And all of a sudden, there's a freedom, a beautiful image of light, almost a baptismal image, where you can see Saint Ignatius has died. Those waters become like a tomb to him. And when he comes out of those waters, he comes out a new person. It's a new beginning. He has heard the voice of Christ speaking to him. And it's an encounter so profound, that Saint Ignatius says that one must taste and feel Jesus interiorly in order to freely give yourself to him. That we have to listen to that voice so that we can freely give ourselves to Him. And why do we hear that voice? Because Jesus tells us today that I've come to do the Father's will, that it is God who sent me to you, and He has sent me as light into this world, that I've come to dispel the darkness. I've come to scatter the darkness. I've come to free you from that voice who wants to condemn you. But my voice comes to save you, to give you eternal life. He says, I am the good shepherd. My sheep know me and I know them, because we are in a personal and intimate relationship with one another. That I know you. I know all about you. I know all your sufferings. I know all your struggles. I know all your weaknesses. But I know the Father loves you. And the Father wants to save you. And He sends me as light because you constantly walk in darkness. And this exercise of us being in solitude and quietness and peace when we close our eyes is to really cause an interior examination to take place, to hear the voices that are speaking to us. If the voice is discouraging you, if the voice is accusing you, if the voice just wants to cause doubt inside of you, that is not God speaking to you. God is light. God is love. God is life. God has come to save, not to condemn. God's voice raises us up. It fills us with light. It makes us feel like dawn is dawning inside of us, like a new day is beginning inside of us. Saint Ignatius says that when he was in prayer, is as if he saw Jesus looking at him with his own eyes, and that Jesus touched Saint Ignatius with his own hands. That's the way God sees us, with eyes of compassion, eyes of love, eyes of light, and gentle hands who want to hold us as a parent holds a child and lead us through the darkness of this world and lead us through our interior darkness as well. That Jesus wants to come to us as light. And what He wants us to see in our minds, the thought of being loved. And that thought gives us feelings of being loved. And those feelings will give us a response to that love. To love God with all our heart, mind, body, strength, and being. And to be able to love one another as God has loved us. But Jesus says we must have faith. We must believe in Him. That those who believe in Him, those who have the eyes of faith, those who can interiorly look for and listen for that light, to listen to that voice, that beautiful whisper inside of us, will see Him. And those who will see Him will come to believe in the one that the Father has sent to us as light, as love, as eternal life. Jesus says that those who believe in Him will not remain in darkness. He's come so that we can believe in Him, so that we don't remain in darkness. In the dark, we cannot see where we're going. In the darkness, we're afraid of what we can't see. We are afraid of the unknown. We are afraid of what is hidden. Light dispels darkness. It reveals to us what is hidden. It causes our fears to disappear. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and whoever believes in me will have eternal life. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and you will find rest for yourself. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light.